This is Kate Arkless Gray here at the Radio Festival. We are in the Lowry, which is a kind of Guggenheim-esque shiny building with lots of purple and orange and silver shiny bits. It's kind of futuristic, which is good because sitting with me now is James Critland, and he is a radio futurologist. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. It sounded better than sometimes unemployed.
Well, okay. Well, this morning we've been talking about the future of radio. We had the big bosses on stage telling us that if we're going to jump off a cliff, we've got to hold hands and do it. Is that the kind of advice that you're looking for in the future of radio?
I think what was interesting is hearing Tim and Ashley, particularly both talking very much about working together where it makes sense. I also liked actually Ashley having a good argument with Tim at one stage about what Radio 1 should be doing. But it was nice hearing, you know, all of the radio industry agreed that privatisation of Radio 1 and 2 is a bad idea. All of the radio industry agreed to actually move forward in terms of DAB, although, you know, different people have different thoughts about how we do that. It was nice hearing quite a lot of working together being talked about on stage.
And what do you think? Is DAB the future?
Well, I think broadcast radio is the future, definitely. Certainly for the next 10 years or so, we can't serve the amount of audience that we have using the internet. It just doesn't work. So broadcast radio is hugely important. Whether it's FM augmented with IP, additional IP features using radio DNS, or whether it's DAB as well, or instead of FM, I'm kind of on the fence on it. I think that, you know, FM is a pretty good technology and works very well, but DAB has additional benefits too.
Now, you do a lot of work with radio DNS. Do you want to give that a little plug?
Well, we're talking about radio DNS this afternoon, and I'm kind of looking forward to it, but I am a little bit scared because we're opposite Chris Evans, and so therefore I'm imagining that I'll be able to count the amount of audience members that we'll have in, on one hand, probably without the use of any fingers. So that should be entertaining. But radio DNS is very interesting. We've got a lot of broadcasters now producing visual content using Radio Viz that runs over radio DNS. It's in a number of devices now, whether it's a Nokia phone, like the spangly new one that you have, or whether it's a Pure Sensia, or whether it's an Android phone. So we're seeing a lot of take up of radio DNS. It's fairly simple and straightforward, but radiodns.org has lots more information if anybody wants to find out.
And you were involved with TechCon yesterday. I did speak to Dave Walters briefly, but it was very, very late at night, and I think he might have had a drink. So let's see if you can do a better job of summing up the day.
Dave Walters, never. I blogged about it, and I blogged a massive, great, big, long blog about it if anybody's having trouble sleeping. James...
I heard you were very funny.
John Holmes, Radio 4 comedy writer, said that I was very funny, which I'm actually now going to write on my CV. It was a really interesting day, actually. There was a lot of quite techie stuff, you know, talking about all manner of entertaining things, including something very bizarre called Periphony and Ambisonics, which turns out to be surround sound, but with the up and down as well. The whole thing got very confusing. It sounds rude the way I've just said it, but it clearly isn't supposed to be. So there's a lot of very interesting pieces there. What I found fascinating, actually, was talking about FM-RDS. I think that RDS is, which of course is the thing that puts the name on the radio, but also many other things as well. And I think that that's actually a very unsung hero in terms of how broadcast radio works. It makes a lot of other things work very well. And I think that actually we should maybe concentrate on that a little bit and see what else we can squeeze out of that tech, because, you know, it's a pretty clever thing. So, you know, all in all, it was a really interesting day, actually.
So you were still looking for ideas for FM things? You weren't just looking to DAB and future platforms?
No, I mean, I think that the future of radio is multi-platform. Broadcast radio is hugely important. The internet's great for niche stuff. It's great for back-channel stuff. It's great for reaching audiences where you can't necessarily smuggle in a radio like work. So actually, you know, the future of radio very much is I believe, around a multi-platform future. I'm very keen that new radios have a decent user interface that allows people to choose from the 16, 17,000 radio stations which are out there on the internet, as well as on DAB, as well as on FM, but actually shield the user from the choice of the platform that they want. So actually, you know, I turn my radio on, it gives me lots of local radio for my area, lots of radio that covers my area. And then I can find more radio that, if I'm interested in, I don't know, Argentinian jazz or basket weaving. So, you know, from my point of view, that to me sounds like a really interesting future for where radio's headed. But radio's not in a bad place at all right now. So,
and we've heard that they're going to be, like, more and more car manufacturers are putting DAB radios into their cars now, which would hopefully sort of drive the uptake of some of the digital stations. What about smartphones? I mean, should they have inbuilt DAB or FM radios? Because it's one of those things that seems to be sneaking out of phones.
Well, I think more and more smartphones are having FM. Nokia actually yesterday announced for the first time a DAB plug-in, so you can plug something. I haven't seen it yet, but it is here. It's in the BBC Blue Room, if anybody wants to go and see it at the radio fair. So you can plug in something and it lets you tune into DAB on your mobile phone, which sounds great.
Of course, is that a bit like the, what was it, the Robbie that you used to have for iPhones? For iPods,
yeah,
in fact.
Yeah, for iPods. It might be. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't really know. Literally, I've seen a couple of tweets about it, and that's it. So, I mean, I think certainly broadcast radio needs to be in a smartphone. You can't use the internet to listen reliably to internet radio on the move. It kind of really doesn't work if you're trying to drive, as I've been finding, you know, in my sort of 30-minute commute every morning. So actually broadcast radio is important. Broadcast radio is also very good because it doesn't use your bandwidth, it doesn't use the mobile phone's bandwidth, you know, and so actually what I'm keen to see in smartphones is that the you've got FM or DAB or maybe a mixture of both, but you've also got enough access to the FM signal and the DAB signal in the API so that people can build new and interesting radio receivers that add, you know, functionality like Radio Viz, you know, the visuals that you see, or maybe adds functionality like tagging so that I'm enjoying this particular show, but actually I'd like to carry on listening to it later, for example. So, you know, I would see, yes, let's get radios into mobile phones and more have them in there, but actually let's go further. Let's make sure that the RDS signal is available to a software writer, that the DAB signal is available to a software writer, so that it's not just an 87.5 experience, it's a really rich radio experience.
That's great. And what are you most looking forward to in the festival, other than TechCon and stuff that's already been and gone?
I'm looking forward to Just a Minute being recorded. I've got my name down. If your name's not down, you're not coming in, by the way. So if you're listening to this and you haven't yet put your name down, apparently you've got to put your name down. So looking forward to that very much. There's also just a wide range of really interesting speakers, you know, who I'm interested. But I have to say, you know, Just a Minute is the highlight for me. As well as another highlight is actually seeing if I can find somewhere in this new area of Salford Quays that actually sells real beer. So far I have significantly failed to find anywhere with a beer pump, and which is causing me quite a worry. I pity the poor BBC that have to move up here.
So if you find anywhere that sells beer, just at James Cridland on Twitter, tell him where it is. Somebody
yes,
must
please.
Know. Thank you very much.